Hello and welcome to Access 2013 tutorials. In this video I'm going to be talking you through relationships, the computer kind of course. So if you want to play along, follow the link below the video to the download section of the website and download Access 2013 DB04. And let's open that one up in 2013. Alright, so if you watched the last video, you will know that we had, or we started with a table, which is table songs. And it looked suspiciously similar to this one, except the original table we had was just one table and every field had to be written in, and this caused us a problem with albums and artists because we were repeating data. So what we did is we broke them down into separate entities and did a little bit of a magic trick with lookup fields. And in fact, this field here doesn't store Sgt. Pepper's and Let It Be, it stores the numbers. Actually stores 1 and 2, but it's looking up the name. And the good thing about this is if I add something to Sgt. Pepper's ABC and then go back here, you can see it's added it to all the Sgt. Pepper's records in one go. So that was the concept of normalization, and that's great, but small problem. Let's close up these. Let's take a song such as Two of Us, which is from Let It Be. And the problem I've got with entering this song is that according to Wikipedia, Two of Us was written by Lennon and McCartney. So how do we enter that? Do we enter McCartney and then Two of Us again? And then enter Lennon. That'd be one way of doing it, but then we'd be back to the original problem from the last video. We'll be repeating data because we'll be repeating the song name. Okay, what else can we do? Well, what about we go to table song and, sorry, not table songs, we go to table artists and we enter a new artist called Lennon McCartney, which is my favorite way to get around this problem because it's so bad. Original but bad. The problem we've got here is the same problem as I just described, which is we're repeating data yet again. We're repeating Lennon and we're repeating McCartney, so this is a pretty bad thing to do, so we'll get rid of that one. So what do we do then? Well, let's go back to the concept of a table. Tables store lists of data, and we've got three tables storing three lists of data. But the problem we've got is the relationships we've got between the tables aren't really sufficient to handle the data model now we've introduced a new concept. Because, for example, of artists, as that's the example I'm using, the relationship we have is that one artist can appear many times in table songs, but one artist cannot appear many times in one record in table songs. It's only one artist per record, and we need to have the ability to have more than one artist per record in table songs. But we don't want to duplicate data in table artists, and we don't want to duplicate data in table songs, so that doesn't really do anything for us. What do we do? Well, the answer is we have to actually create an intermediary table between the two tables, which we can call something like table or junction table, table song artist, whatever you want to call it. Rather than explain any more, just do it. So first thing we want to do is right click here and delete this relationship. So now these tables are not related in any meaningful way. And next thing we're going to do is create the table in the middle. Go to table design. What we want is we want the song ID FK. And it's not an auto number, it's just a number. And we want the artist ID FK. Again, a number. And we're going to save this and call it table junction. And I don't want to add a primary key at the moment. And the way that table junction works, actually, before we do that, should we do a lookup field quickly? Because at the moment, they're just numbers, so you can just enter numbers in them, which is fine. But song number one we'll go with artist number two. So you'd end up with this situation, song one with artist two. Let's just change it to lookup field so that we can actually see the data that we're dealing with. So song ID, lookup, display control is a combo box, row source, table songs, and column count 2, width 0, 4. You should end up with that setup. Update that, even though there's nothing to update. And then artist ID, similar idea. Instead of a text box, we'll change it to a combo box. Row source. Went straight for column count there. Row source is table artists. Column count is 2. Column heads is no. Width 0 and 4. And update that, even though there's nothing to update. Save it. Data sheet view. Hey, and now please understand that this table junction stores numbers. Look, there they are. All we've done is we've done a little bit of a magic trick, and we're looking up the song from Sgt. Pepper's, and we're displaying it here. I've just done this so that we can easily see what information we're dealing with. If I wasn't doing a training video, I wouldn't do that at all. I would just leave it as it is. Anyway, so the idea is that we can say that Sgt. Pepper's is written by McCartney, and we can say that with a little help from my friends, written by Starr. But crucially, if we go to Two of Us, we can say that Two of Us was written by Lennon, and Two of Us was written by McCartney. Okay, so let's close all these. Close everything and open up relationships. And what we're going to have to do is go to, actually, before we even do that, we've got to delete that. Delete artists from table songs. And go to relationships again. Show table and table junction. Drop that in the middle. Okay, we're going to try and relate song ID to ID from songs and artist ID from here. Now, what's going to happen if we do that? I've got a feeling, and I did it all right. Yeah, no unique index found for the reference field of the primary D table. Oh, that's because I went to artist name, sorry. Sorry, I meant artist ID, so that's great. So, we've enforced referential integrity, which is great, which means that we can't choose a song that doesn't exist in table songs, and we can't choose an artist which does exist in table artists. But we've got one more problem left. I remember that the whole issue we had was not repeating data. So if that's the case, we've got Sgt. Pepper's and McCartney down here. I shouldn't be able to do this because I've already got this combination of data. I don't need it twice. And I'm actually now repeating data. So let's delete that. So what do we do? Well, if we go to design view and we think, well, okay, let's put a primary key in, song ID. Well, all that will do is mean that we can't repeat songs, which is actually be the worst thing because we already are, I believe. We're repeating Two of Us. So we won't actually be able to do that. I'll try and prove it to you. That changes requested today were not successful because they'll create duplicate values. Okay, so we get rid of primary key there. So what do we do? Well, in order to protect a combination of values, you have to turn both of these into a primary key. So we highlight both of them, click primary key, click save. And now when we go to data sheet view, what we're actually doing is, by making both of them primary keys, we're saying to the table that you can repeat songs as many times as you want, you can repeat artists as many times as you want, but what you cannot do is repeat the combination. So, for example, Sgt. Pepper's already appears with McCartney. So if I try and repeat that now, changes requested to the table are not successful because they will create duplicate values. Okay, so let's save that, close that, go to database tools, take one last look. What we did? Well, we created a many-to-many relationship. And we did that because the relationship we had previously between songs and artists was not sufficient for our data model, because we needed to hold more than one artist in a single record in table songs. We could have more than one artist in table songs, or the same artist repeated, I should say. But what we couldn't do is we couldn't have more than one artist per record. So we had to do create something called a many-to-many relationship. And a many-to-many relationship consists of an intermediary table and actually two one-to-many relationships. So we've got a one-to-many relationship here because, well, theoretically, artist ID. Yeah, no, that's correct. This artist can appear many times in this table, and a song can appear many times in Table Junction. And that's two one-to-many relationships. And when you put them in the intermediary table, give them both primary keys so you can't repeat combinations, you've created a many-to-many relationship. That's the end of the video. It's a little bit confusing, many-to-many relationships, for programmers of all levels and abilities, so you might need to watch it again or check up on Google. But concepts, to have a one-to-many relationship doesn't suit the data model, delete that relationship, drop a table in the middle, and you create two one-to-many relationships and primary keys. So thanks for watching the video, and see you next one.